Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there and welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss them, share our feelings about those characters, and then make them fight for our amusement and yours. I'm your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me, as always, is Ken Knapsack.
Well, sir, happy to be here. I'm still recovering from the Civil War last week with Sidon.
Terrible.
Versus Quiggled.
Yeah, terrible. Shipmate versus shipmate. It was heartbreaking. I think this week's episode probably won't be as heartbreaking. Okay. I think a lot of things are going to be broken physically, emotionally, but not as heartbreaking. First, we want to say today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/4center. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. This week, we are going to recommend The Phantom Menace novelization. We are building up to the big 20th anniversary happening in a few days for that film. So go download that novelization on us. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/4center. Again, that's audibletrial.com/4center for your free audiobook. And because we are celebrating The Phantom Menace this week, I put together a Phantom Menace fight.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a fun and interesting challenge because there's so many fun weirdos in Phantom Menace.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of them have fought before.
A lot.
I mean, you got Kitster, you got your Jira, you got lots, almost all of the pod racers. Yeah. A lot of them have already fought. So This is going to be a very interesting battle.
The fact that Jira has fought says a lot, good and bad, about Data Bank Pro.
And that was like a year ago,
yeah,
I think, if not more. But we have, you know what, I'm not even going to say more. We'll just get right into it. Our first combatant is Lot Dodd.
Yeah.
Here's what the databank has to say.
Yeah.
To hear Lot Dodd tell it, the actions of Newt Gunray did not reflect the true intents of the Trade Federation, which remained loyal to the Galactic Republic. Sure, the Separatist Alliance did use Trade Federation starships and battle droids as part of their fighting forces in the Clone Wars, but this was equipment legitimately purchased in the open market. The Trade Federation was committed to commerce across the entire galaxy and had no interest in getting caught up in territorial wars, Dodd would say. In truth, the senator received a healthy income to ensure both sides of the war stay well-equipped.
Mm-hmm.
So that databank entry really focuses on Clone Wars era Lot Dodd, but he does indeed appear in The Phantom Menace.
He does. He does.
So what do you got there on Wikipedia for Lot Dodd?
A lot. There's a lot on Lot Dodd. And I'm going to make sure, double-checking that I am going in the canon tab, and I am. Okay. Lot there. We do even have some stats, man. We have some stats.
So some Lot Dodd stats.
We'll do that. We got a quote. Of course, we know male Nemodian, 1.9 meters, eye color red, skin color green, classic Nemodian look to him, dressed depending on where you look at it, because he also was in the Clone Wars a lot, of course, in the animated series. He got the very tall, almost papal headdress type of situation with a very comfortable long jacket cape combo.
Kind of like wearing a hot water bottle on his head.
Very much so. And this is the Senate chamber shot from Blue Phantom Menace. He is going very black gray motif, shades of darkness. The quote, and I will not be doing the Nemodian accent.
Understandable.
Says, I object. There's no proof. This is incredible. We recommend a commission be sent to Naboo to ascertain the truth. Mm. This, of course, after Padme says, hey, the Trade Federation, they got themselves an army, and they're keeping us on our planet.
They invaded us just a little bit. Yeah. Okay, that's great. That's great. There's a Lot Dodd action figure that is, this communicates what's going on with him. His hat is removable because I think the action figure otherwise would not have fit,
in
the plastic bubble without totally obscuring the name Star Wars. Mm-hmm. So I have always loved this idea that's in Phantom Menace. I should say always loved when I focused on it and paid attention to it.
Sure.
That this is where the Republic was at. We're like, okay, you're not a planet, but sure, you're, Walmart of space. You can have representation in the Senate. Right. And I loved what this character represents and getting to see Lot Dodd do that exact line of just like, a verifiable thing is happening. Well, I guess we better double check. It's just such upsettingly kind of real world BS.
Mm-hmm.
And all coming from this guy with a just domineering hat.
Right.
How do you feel about Lot Dodd?
I think I like Lot Dodd, I think, more now as I've gone to appreciate kind of the deeper themes and the politics of the Phantom Menace that maybe I didn't like as much in 1999 or thought I didn't. I explained a little bit on the main show this week that I was tuned into some of that stuff and I pushed that out of my brain because I thought I wasn't cool. Here's what I really like about Lot Dodd. I love that they bring him back in the Clone Wars, and he's involved in some, you know, a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Clone Wars. That's interesting to me. That Lucas was like, yeah, this guy is key. Use this guy. He's got a lot going on. And, love the description here. Personality and traits, cunning and immoral, with a voice reminiscent of that of a snake charmer.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. That's good to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do like his look. I like his little jacket with the two kind of big weird diamonds on the lapels. Right. He is, for as Nemodians go, he's got some style. So, are you ready for our next combatant or any other Lot Dodd thoughts, memories?
One little note. They say he appears in Attack of the Clones. He's listed in the credits as Lot Dodd, played by Alan Rusko. There's always been debate because he does not look like Lot Dodd.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he's on Geonosis, kind of like the second Nemodian standing behind Gunray.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, well, maybe that will factor into our storytelling. Mm-hmm. I wrestled with... Lot Dodd was like, he's right in the pocket of Databank Brawl.
Right.
Of like, yeah, kind of obscure little weirdo in the background. Maybe has some relevance. And like, who is cool from Phantom Menace who hasn't fought? Who can go up against Lot Dodd? And I admit, this is going to be interesting.
Okay.
Because Lot Dodd will be facing Mace Windu. Here's what the Databank has to say. A grim Jedi Master with an amethyst-bladed lightsaber, Mace Windu was the champion of the Jedi Order, with little tolerance for the failings of the Senate, the arguments of politicians, or the opinions of rebellious Jedi. As the Clone Wars intensified, Mace sensed the dark side of the Force at work and knew the Jedi's enemies were plotting to destroy the Order and end its stewardship of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Mace Windu. It doesn't actually say that at the end. I just added that. It seems like... You need to call out his name. Mace Windu.
Very Job on Arrested Development.
Mace Windu. So Wikipedia, I'm sure, has plenty. On Mace Windu.
Plenty, but let's go with those stats there. Human male from Harrenkal, born 72 years before the Battle of Yavin. But, of course, he died 19 years before the Battle of Yavin. But we'll see what happens in Databank Brawl. He is a human male, height 1.92 meters. This is my favorite. It's painful for me. Hair color, black, later, none. It's a story of my life, too. Eye color, brown. Skin color, dark. We know all this. Mace with the purple lightsaber, the Jedi robes, and that fierce look, and the quiet predictions of everything that's coming that no one listens to.
Yep, yep. Very, very firm. We didn't get a chance because there's so much to cover on our main show this week of... Phantom Menace memories, but you know, I remember how big a deal that was that Samuel L. Jackson was cast, all of the jokes about a Jedi who's gonna swear, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How did you receive Mace Windu back in the day?
I loved Mace Windu. I still love Mace Windu. I love Samuel L. Jackson. But I do remember thinking, okay, that's you know, I that's how he is, I guess. He's quiet, he's withdrawn, kind of grumpy. I think later on you get more what I wanted from Mace.
Yeah.
But yeah, in Phantom Menace specifically, it was like the first time we see a lot in Phantom, like so-and-so's be cast as so-and-so. Oh, it's not the main part we thought it was,
yeah.
Or it's not doing something that we thought it was. And that's fine. And so I think it's a consistent character and everything. And it starts small in Phantom Menace, not small. He's a main part of Phantom Menace. You know what I mean? But like,
yeah.
So initially it was like, wow, you got Sam Jackson. You just kind of have him sit in a chair, but you got to have patience. Wait, the story plays out.
Yeah, don't worry. He will kill Boba Fett's dad. Just wait.
Just wait.
Yeah, but I you know, I think I had that same reaction, just wondering what Samuel Jackson will bring. And the Mace Windu character is very consistent. And now that I know what it is, I really enjoy it. Those steepled fingers and that harsh no.
No.
So the boy will be changed? No. Bring him before us. Indy, as... Everything in the prequel era gets expanded in the books. Mm-hmm. I really love this picture of this Jedi who maybe I don't think he like dabbles with the dark side. Like I know Vapod is the lightsaber form that he does that dances up to the edge and all that stuff. But to me, I like the idea of he is rigid.
Yeah.
He knows the Jedi have formed all these beliefs over all these years and he sticks to them, period.
Mm.
Then that's a fascinating character to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating. I mean, there's a lot to Mace Windu. And I love, if you guys out there listening have not had a chance to go back to that Mace Windu comic, I really do love it. There's like a story set in the past and a story set in the present of the time of the comic. And the one in the present's good, but the one in the past is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it ties directly to his final moments in Revenge of the Sith. And it's one of, I was moved by it in a way, like, oh,
nice.
Yeah, this is, okay, got it. And I love when the books and the comics do that kind of thing. Take something we know, a moment from that's either big or small, and then just goes, let's connect back to that.
Okay.
And I love
that. Yeah, no, I agree. All right, I think we know our two combatants. I do have one question, if you still have Lot Dodd's Wikipedia pulled up.
I do.
Did he canonically die? Was he, because I don't think he was on Mustafar because he was trying to pretend he's not a part of the alliance, the Separatist alliance.
He did die.
On Mustafar?
I'm trying to confirm that.
Maybe, did he die somewhere in the Clone Wars, maybe?
Let's go to...
Reading about Lot Don.
That is Rush Clovis. It does not, I'm sure it does say. It would be just a boring episode of me trying to find... Where it is. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to assume...
But he is dead around the time of Mustafar.
So maybe there's a Clone Wars episode we're not remembering. Lot Dad does meet his end. Mm-hmm. We know how Mace Windu meets his end. Or do we? So with that, let's fight. All right. So the reason I ask about death, of course, is I always like to set these before the characters actually died.
Right.
Ken, do you have any instinct about when you want to set this?
I love this idea of just prior to Revenge of the Sith in the Battle of Coruscant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe things are heating up.
Yeah.
Heating up. Maybe Windu needs to seek him out.
Yeah, okay. I like this. Do you think Lot Dad has an office on Coruscant?
Oh, yes. He definitely has an apartment and an office.
You know? Oh, yeah. Okay. I think that maybe it's directly preceding the Battle of Coruscant. Maybe there are even reports that an attack might be coming in and everybody's getting prepared. Mm-hmm. I think Mace is meditating and he's seeing again and again, the dark side is coming and he's running down like, what are known threats? What are known problems? And Mace knows like, we as a Jedi shouldn't get involved with politics, but I don't believe for a second.
Yeah.
That all this time, Lot Dad is not profiting off this war, does not have sympathy with the Separatists. Mm-hmm. Separatists are coming to attack us. Maybe Lot Dad is helping. I'm going to give myself the Jedi assignment to go check.
Yeah.
I'm going to stare real hard at Lot Dad and see if he speaks to me.
Yes. I like this a lot. I like this a lot. And I think he's going to do it by himself.
Yep.
He is Mace Windu.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Maybe this is not good that he should have maybe checked with the council.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Well, like as he's going up the elevator, like Kit Fisto is like, hey, Mace, what you doing? Not today. Okay.
What do you say to Kit Fisto? Not today. So I think Mace goes to the front door of the office or the apartment of Lot Dad. Does he go to Lot Dad's home where Lot Dad keeps his tall hats?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Yes. Yes. I was going to say no, but then you just sold me on a collection of hats.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I don't know if that's what you wanted, no, but you did it well. Just I'm going to yes and that because that's funny.
Where he hangs his tall hats. So, yeah, that makes sense because Mace is trying to catch him off guard.
Off guard. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want the facade. He wants the real.
He wants the truth. Yeah. So I think it's a tall building, you know, in Coruscant. And I think Mace Windu gets to the front door and I'm sure there's like a little video screen. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm Mace Windu. I'm here to speak to Lot Dodd. And I think Mace waits for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Long time.
He meditates as he waits.
Yes.
It's a cranky meditation because he's trying to just calm himself and be in the moment. But the truth is the moment is frustration.
Yeah.
Concern.
Right.
And that's his honesty. Mm-hmm. That's why he's sometimes so cranky because he is living in the now. Yeah. And right now he's kind of pissed.
Not good. Not good.
not going great, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think eventually the door opens. Okay. And what does Mace Windu see?
He sees a old repurposed B2 battle droid.
Oh, B2?
B2 battle droid. Sitting there and it's kind of, and it says like, Mr. Dodd is not here.
So it's the super battle droid.
Super battle droid.
Okay. And I think it is, this is very strange. This is not normal. It has like a little kind of space servant outfit. Like, it's not dressed like a Earth butler. It doesn't have, like, a little bow tie. But it's wearing some, like, Nemodian gown.
Yes, it has a Nemodian gown on and a little Nemodian hat.
A little Nemodian hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And Mace is just, like, right away. Like,
I think, yeah.
Nothing's shaping up here.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, maybe not the greatest for Jedi, but it's often Mace's first word. I think he looks at this droid, this situation, I think he just says, no. If Lot Dodd wasn't here and that's all you had to tell me, you would have opened this door right away.
Mm-hmm.
What does this B2 battle droid in a Nemodian gown say to that?
He says, Lot Dodd is not here and you do not have permission to enter, which in Mace's mind is he gave this droid a choice to be better, the Jedi way.
Yeah.
And the droid did not take it. He continued his lie.
Yeah. Okay, so I think Mace is getting ready for action.
Yeah.
And I think he says, I'm going to give you one more chance to tell me the truth. And the battle droid's like, I did. And I think Mace reaches out with the Force. He tries to sense whether Lot Dodd is there. And he feels like he senses something in the kitchen area.
Mm-hmm.
And Mace reaching out just throws some utensils around in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. And he hears Lot Dog go, ow! So Mace has used the force.
Who did this? I want proof.
Yeah, exactly. Lot Dog yells out that he wants a commission to know why a space fork stuck him in the ass. And I think the B2 battle droid even turns like, and it tries to come up with a lie. What is it? What does it try to sell Mace?
That is the chef, Dot Todd.
And I think Mace again says, no. And he pushes with the force. How hard? What happens to this droid?
So hard that the hat falls off and the cape rips and it slumps to the ground.
Oh, he just shink.
But the battle droid's, the B2's little arm, rocket arm, comes up.
Oh, no.
Defense programming has kicked in.
Yeah, and I think just then Lot Dog runs out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Mace steps into the apartment. Rocket arm is trained on him. Not even the blaster arm, you're saying. The rocket arm.
The rocket arm.
Okay.
Rocket arm.
And I think Lot Dog is like, what's going on here? How dare you come into my apartment? How dare you knock down my droid servant?
Yeah.
And how does Mace respond to this, do you think?
He was lying to me, and I need to speak to you. You can either have him stand down, or you will lose your battle droid.
And I think Lot Dog now is happy in a strange way. He's very fearful for his life because this is a Jedi.
Right.
And Lot Dog knows that the Jedi maybe probably kind of know that he's playing both sides. But if he can get footage of a Jedi being violent towards him, oh, this is great. So he casually hits a little button. And all the recording devices in his apartment go on. He does, I think
his Ring app activates.
Exactly. I think maybe Mace hasn't noticed this yet.
No, because he's focused.
Mace is singularly
focused.
What do you think happens next?
I think Mace steps towards Lot Dog very menacingly.
Yeah.
He's not going to do anything out of pure evil or anger or violence.
Yeah.
Mace is a Jedi.
His hands are steepled. They're not on the blade.
Comes forward and says, I intend to prove, because I think this is what Mace kind of does.
Yeah.
I intend to prove that you've been working and profiting off the Separatists all along.
Yeah.
Your entire career is a lie.
Yeah. And I think he says, I know that's true. You know that's true. You could make things easier by simply telling me what you know about the Separatist plans right now.
Right.
Or this can be difficult. Yep. I'm not attacking you. I'm simply telling you the truth.
Yeah.
And I think Lot Dog says, please, please, no. And I think he throws himself backwards as though Mace has pushed him with the force.
Yes. Oh, but it's real bad.
It's real bad. Yeah, he hits the ground and then he does this really slow roll as though the momentum is still carrying him. And he's like, being attacked. I have no choice. And Mace is like, what? And suddenly he hears, is the rocket.
Yeah, launches. Yeah. And Mace turns around, you know, senses it in the force and turns around and just stops the rocket. Moments, seconds before it would have killed him. So
he puts his hand up and the rocket's like,
imagine
in the air.
Yeah, Kylo's stopping the laser bolt in Force Awakens. Yeah, this is that kind of thing. Whew, the rocket's right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think then Lot Dog says, like, he looks up to right where one of the cameras is and says, like, I have to defend myself. And he picks up his piece of furniture he smashed and just wax Mace in the shin with it.
Yep.
And Mace has no choice. He's got to get rid of this rocket, right?
Yeah.
Before his concentration is broken, because when he gets hit in the shin, the rocket gets a little closer to his hand.
Yeah.
And Mace is just like, God, no. And I think he turns the rocket around with the force and throws it into the servant droid.
Yeah. Servant droid is no more. Robes, hats, arms,
shrapnel everywhere,
servos, springs, screws,
absolutely flying everywhere. Mace, in fact, gets a cut on his cheek.
A little shrapnel.
B2 droid screw cuts his cheek.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Lot Dog says or does?
I think Lot Dodd cries and cowers. And I think much like Newt Gunray at the end, to Anakin, Sidious promised us peace, where he just kind of like spills some beans. And I think Lot Dodd's kind of at that point where he knows right away. Maybe he can use this one moment to beg for mercy.
Yeah. Okay, so I think he's still playing it up for the cameras a little bit, right?
Yeah. But he's really fearful.
Right, because so what you're saying is you think that any sort of propaganda is not going to be really useful to him if he's dead.
Yeah.
And he knows from studying the Jedi that this particular Jedi feels like, you attack me, that's fair game.
Right.
Yeah. So if anything, he's going to maybe lose a hand, maybe his life.
Yeah.
So I think he's like, please, I know nothing. I am a proud member of the Trade Federation and the Galactic Republic. I don't want to die. And I think he clicks another button on his wrist.
Okay.
And activates his final line of defense. A closet door swings open.
Shunk.
Inside that closet is row after row of tall, beautiful hat, little point at the top. And Mace hadn't even been threatening him. He's just standing over him.
Right.
And suddenly, out of these hats, these little pointy, crawly feet come out.
Oh, yeah.
The hats are weaponized. And I would say about like 25 hats start scuttling down along the walls and the floor and the ceiling and surrounding Mace.
Battle hat droids. Yeah, same technology that the hologram projector that Sidious was on in Naboo.
Them there scuttling feet, the exact same kind.
Yep, scuttle feet.
scuttle feet, yeah.
So they start, all 25 of them start, are they beelining straight for Mace now,
yeah, I
right?
think they're surrounding him, yeah. Yep. And I think it's, I think Mace is like, this is only proving to me that you are ready for war.
Yeah.
And he, I think it's at this point that one of the hats attacks. What does it do?
Well, I think Lot Dodd kind of stands up and he's very confident.
It's a
misplaced confidence.
Yeah.
And he says, aha, this will be the end of you. Hats attack.
Okay, so.
And then the first one goes after Mace.
All right. What do you think the hats do?
I think what they do is they, on the feet scuttle, and then the feet kind of act as like a spring and just boom, and the hats themselves become not explosive missiles, but projectiles.
Projectiles, yeah. I like it. So one projectiles itself at Mace. He catches it. And throws it into the window, shattering the window. Mace can't go anywhere without shattering a window.
Windows, man.
Yeah. And he's like, Mace thinks, okay, I'm onto the hats. They fire rockets. And then suddenly, all the hats start doing different weird things. One has a little shocker, like the buzz droids do.
I love that.
One hat ejects like just kind of a wild swinging vibro knife. Another one, it's a blaster. So it's all of these things for Mace to defend.
Yeah.
And the lightsaber is out now. And Mace starts dancing and slashing. And he can't believe that he is being just tested to the absolute limit of his Jedi prowess by a bunch of hats.
And I think Lot Dodd's watching with like glee, like that kind of Nemodian glee.
Yeah. So how do you think Mace is faring with the hats? Describe what you see in this ballet of death.
Well, that's exactly what I do see. Like the movements, the legs, the he drops down to a knee and swings at one, and he's taken a few of them out.
Yeah.
But we got 25. I think he's, I'm always big in counting the actual casualties in battles to make sure we got the numbers fair. I think 6 are down, 19 remain.
6 are down, 19 remain.
Because he's blasting. He's reflecting some of the blaster shots. One of them, I just think, shoots little spikes out, and are hitting Mace, but he's knocked away. So he's not killing all of them right away, not cutting through them like butter. And then what ends up happening is I think the 19 of them really start to overtake him. They surround him. One shoots like not acid, but like it's like a little bit of like a fluid that's kind of stingy.
Yeah,
it's not going to like damage or affect Mace, but just kind of like ow.
It, yeah, it's an annoyance. It,
yes,
it's distracting him
and
from
he
his
starts
connection
to
with
lose.
The force.
The hats start to he falls to the ground, and all 19 of the remaining hats start to like ants on a carcass over him.
Because he's containing himself,
yes.
And right, he didn't come here to kill. Mm-hmm. And as the hats start to swarm above him, Mace realizes that this is even more bizarre than I had thought it would be. There's something else. There's got to be something else. He's always thinking about that mystery.
Yeah.
Going back to his first one of his first lines in Phantom Menace of "This is the clue we need to solve the mystery of the identity of your attacker," which is actually just. Not the clue, the answer.
Yes.
And he notices Lot Dodd's eyes flick up towards something in the corner. And Mace suddenly realizes what's happening to him.
Yeah.
He sees the camera. And he knows that if he unleashes his full Jedi power to save himself, he will be used as a tool by the amazing propaganda skills of the Trade Federation.
Yeah,
I think this is a good point to pause our combat.
Yep.
You know, Mace Windu, obviously, physical victor.
Has some
easily,
advantages.
Right?
Yeah.
Advantages on Lot Dodd.
Yeah.
I mean, look, one's a master Jedi, one has a tall hat, so it's kind of close, but not really.
Even an army of hats cannot defeat Mace.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm going with that.
But like many things here in this prequel era, it is a dance of tactics and optics.
Yeah.
So... who do you want to win? Who do you think should win?
I mean, I want one or two of the hats to survive because I think they're just doing their jobs there. But I am Mace all the way.
Okay. You feel like he
wins. Cannot even deny it.
A physical victory, a moral victory, both?
Clean slate.
A clean slate. He wins it all.
It's Mace, Mother, Bip, and Windu. Right?
I thought you were listing three characters. One named Mace, one named Mother, and another named Bleep.
Yeah.
But nope, Mace, Mother, Windu.
Which is possible in a Star Wars podcast.
Absolutely.
That could be what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yes, I agree. There's just no way. Lot Dodd has not done anything in this to make us more sympathetic.
Or in life. Dodd.
Yeah. So we have a tangled tale to tell here in our climax. Mace has not unleashed his full powers. He certainly can. But he also has to be careful not to do it in a way that will allow Lot Dodd to escape with great propaganda about a Jedi attacking him in his home. And I think we have to decide I don't think Mace is just going to kill Lot Dodd.
Just kill him?
Okay. No, I don't think he's... Jango is an active threat.
Yeah.
Dodd is a guy with a lot of hats.
It wouldn't look good for Mace.
No. So here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Let me know if you have a thought.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that Mace realizes that Mace is a good strategy Jedi. Ultimately, and he realizes that the game here is not just about physical violence and intimidation. It is about optics. And he realizes my main enemy in this room is those cameras.
Yes.
And if I can take them out, then I can finish this the way I want to.
There's 19 cameras left.
19 cameras. Wow.
So funny because there's 19 hats.
There's 19 hats, 19 cameras. Now, I think the way that Mace discovers this is... he is such a great Jedi, he is willing to experience horrific pain.
He is.
So I think that he reaches out into the Force and goes into a meditative state to feel every camera. And while that's happening...
the vibrations,
hats are on him, just cutting, poking, burning, just really doing a number on poor old Mace.
Yeah.
Hurting him bad.
Yep.
But he senses where the cameras are.
Right.
What does he say and what does he do next, Ken?
This show is over. And he starts one by one force grabbing the hats and flinging them to a camera.
Okay. So he's matching the 19 droids to the 19 cameras.
One flies up.
Yeah.
The other one flies up. There's 17 left.
Okay.
You get where I'm going.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know if he completes that, but that's where he's going.
No, I think he does. 18 cameras are gone. One is still left somewhere in this room. Mm-hmm. And Mace realizes the camera is in Lot Dodd's fake left eye.
Yes.
The final camera is in the fake left eye of Lot Dodd.
Right.
He's got one hat droid left.
Mm-hmm.
In that camera, looking out from Lot Dodd's eye.
Ding, ding,
and I think Lot Dodd sees what Mace Windu is up to, and I think makes a final desperate plea of like, look, no, it's just, I just believe in good journalism, and I support the camera industry. This is just what's best economically for the galaxy.
You have no proof.
You have no proof. And I think Mace Windu reiterates, like, you are not listening to me. The show is over, and it will not be televised. And I think that he pulls out his lightsaber, bleeding, torn.
Oh, yeah.
And he dances across the room. He slices the last droid hat.
Okay.
And then brings his lightsaber, shunk, right to Lot Dodd's face. And for just a second, Lot Dodd's like, ha, ha, ha. And then he suddenly realizes just the tip of Mace Windu's lightsaber has pierced his camera eye.
Sparks.
Sparks. Ah! What do you think happens next?
Lot screams, my camera eye.
Very descriptive. Very descriptive. Yeah.
I think Mace pulls the blade back and says, now you will tell me the truth and then you will come with me and you will face the Republic Senate, which I still believe in.
Yeah.
You're under arrest.
Yeah. And I think he pulls Lot Dodd to himself with the Force and he begins marching him out and he suddenly senses something amiss. Mace is sick of this.
Yeah.
Like every day for the last 10 years, he's suddenly sensed something amiss. It's never right. There's always the cloud of the dark side. And he realizes that Lot Dodd is doing something weird with his mouth. He has a little capsule hidden in his Lot Dodd teeth. He bites down on it, and Mace uses the Force to open his mouth. He has to be gentle to not hurt him. But it's too late.
Too late.
And Mace is like, no. No, don't you die on me. And then he realizes it wasn't any sort of poison capsule because Lot Dodd just goes, suddenly looks at him and goes, hello, who are you? Who am I? Whose apartment is this? What happened to all these nice hats? And Mace realizes the frustration of the dark side, always just obscuring things. Lot Dodd has bitten down on some sort of memory wiping pill technology.
Yep. Absolutely. That's what's going on. And Lot just kind of falls to the ground and then gets back up and is very confused. I like your robes. What is this? What are these broken hats on the ground?
Yeah.
And Mace is just frustrated.
Mace, cut, bleeding, sighs, and says quietly to himself, no. And I think he has to accept that any information he was going to get from Lot Dodd is not coming.
Not going to happen.
Lot Dodd lives to die another day, and so does Mace Windu. Do you have any post-credit scenes to this epic hat battle?
Yeah, we fade out, and then we fade back up at Dex's Diner. And Mace Windu is sitting there with a bag of space ice on his cheek, eating a space burger, and Dexter Jetster sits across from him and says, well, what you got there? Is an Imodian memory pill. Mace just goes back to his burger.
Because he kind of already knew that. Thanks, Dex. Thanks. That is our super weird tribute to the Phantom Menace, a just knockdown, drag-out fight between Mace Windu and 25 hats. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's what Databank Brawl is all about. If there are characters or hats that you would like to see fight, let us know with the hashtag Databank Brawl. Ken, where can people find you?
You can find me at Kednapsuck and Kednapsuck.com, where you can get a lot of information on my shows, where to buy my book, and all the podcasts that I'm on.
Excellent. And we always like to thank Tony Thaxton for our theme music. You can check out his Patreon at patreon.com/CloudCitySoundtrack. You can check out ours at patreon.com/ForeCenter. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as at Joseph Scrimshaw, and check out my albums, podcasts, and shows on my website at josephscrimshaw.com. You can like ForeCenter on Facebook and follow us on Twitter as at ForeCenterPod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said, well, no one was really listening to him. I care. That's it for Databank Brawl.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.